Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dragon Unleashed by Eve Langley, narrated by Chandra Skye. Chapter 1. In a hot desert town outside Egypt. Nefarious things were always done at night. Thomas had seen it countless times, and this time would be no different. As a man who lived in shadows, he expected it. After all, didn't Thomas also move by darkness to accomplish his dirty deeds? And he should note, those deeds did not come cheap. Under the cloak of night, Thomas had acquired a tail, not the kind that wagged behind him, he might add. His tail was of the human variety, and he caught them following, but only by chance. Whoever they were, he would commend them before he killed them, because they were truly gifted at the art of blending in. No amateurs, these. Their garb was a perfect foil, the fabric worn and dusty. The head covering revealed only the eyes. He might have thought them townspeople if not for the intelligence and rapier tracking of their gazes. The lethargic Bedouins in the small, sleepy town weren't that determined. The inhabitants of this place also never followed Thomas. Not once they knew why he'd come. And it wasn't for the spicy makluba that Hala made fresh every day. There were other things in the sleepy town that caught his eye. Old things.
I am the man who speaks with ghosts.
Not literally, although he would add that he found the dead much easier to handle than real people. Real people talked and expected replies. Some wanted to be his friend. As if he'd stoop so low. Bad enough that he had to work among the unknowing masses. Even his team of archaeologists, many of them fresh out of school ideologists, grated on his nerves. He would have preferred to study this new scientific site on his own.
I want to keep the secrets for myself.
But in this day and age, appearances had to be kept, and permission given.
I am a modern-day Indian Jones.
Without the hat, the whip, and the girl. Why waste his time on trappings when Thomas was more interested in other things, like the past, more specifically, the mysteries lost through time?
Knowledge is priceless.
Thomas wasn't the only one who liked ancient artifacts. Robbers, especially those dealing with rich collectors, wanted to get their grubby hands on his treasures. They could try. It would be the last thing they did. Thomas couldn't abide robbers. And no, he didn't think of himself as a thief, but rather a collector. As such, he didn't have to abide by the same rules as others.
I am above petty laws.
But since killing people tended to cause problems, he tried to ensure people deserved it, and usually guaranteed there was no body to find. In the case of his tail, he magnanimously decided to see if they deserved a quiet death.
Screaming ones are better for morale.
Yes, they were also more fun, but it tended to freak out civilians, and many citizens were armed nowadays. In the off chance Thomas's paranoia tried to get the better of him, who knew what that last batch of hashish he smoked was laced with, he darted into a stall, fabric stretched on poles framing the entrance to a shop. The curtain barely rustled when he ducked inside and startled the man eating his dinner. The mustache on the man's upper lip was lush, his skin pockmarked from acne. When the shopkeeper went to stand, Thomas held up a hand.
Don't stop eating on my account. Finish your meal while I browse your wares.
Thomas had not planned to buy anything, but since he needed a reason to linger, he might as well see what was being offered. The largish room was filled with carpets, most of them rolled tightly, but there were a few lavishly woven pieces hanging on the walls, and another spread out on the floor. A bright blue mosaic fabric at the top of the pile drew his eyes. Even rolled, the bold patterns appealed. He forgot for a moment why he'd initially come in here. Tail? What tail? And Thomas did what any shopper would. He ordered a carpet, one that he did not need.
I want it.
He would enjoy the new rug in his tent, the thickly woven tapestry, a rush of bold color that would brighten his living quarters when they delivered it the next day. No one else